Good Brother Hanson from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into a study. You know, usually we go through a complete book, but I feel like there's a few things that we just need to share. And just take the scriptures as they're anointed and speak of them. Now, what I'd like to do today is to turn over to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. And I feel like that this is what we should talk about today. Now, in the 6th chapter of 2 Corinthians, actually, in verse 14, I feel like we should speak of this particular scripture for some reason. Maybe someone is listening. You know, sometimes it takes a certain person to be listening, and God will speak to that particular person. Did you know you're that loved by God? That he will speak directly to you. I don't know who's supposed to hear this. I don't know. But let's get right into the study, because it's this is a great scripture anyway. And regardless, we're going to get into it, and let's get right into the study. Verse 14, do not be bound together with unbelievers. Do not be bound together with unbelievers. For what partnership have righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? You know, this, I believe, is it's something very important for the day. Why? We have bound ourselves together. This country has bound themselves together with Islam, with different things, other religions. And, you know, people speak of it as, oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. And they speak of it as if it's some kind of a normal thing to do. You know, you're not supposed to even align yourself with that which is not of God, that which is not accurate with the scriptures. You are not supposed to align yourself with such a thing. Don't be bound together with unbelievers. What partnership have righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? You know, this could be your child, your children. And this should be the number one question. If they're hanging around with someone or has different friends going out together. This is very important, folks, because all it takes to draw your child away is a godless infidel. And all of a sudden, all of that work, faith, study of the word and everything is down the drain. Doesn't take much. Or to have your daughter go out with some guy that's not a believer, not born again, not a Christian. And all of a sudden you find your daughter slipping into darkness. Just like your son slipping into darkness. The more they get involved, with these type people that are not saved, that are not born again, the more they align themselves and bind themselves together with this type of a person, they're going, I'm on a quest to get them saved. No, you're not on a, you know, dating quest. You're on a dating quest to get somebody. No, that is craziness. That is downright dumb. You don't want to do that, because you'll fall right into the same place that they are. And you will wonder what happened. How did that happen? I thought I was doing good. I thought I was really into the Word. I didn't think I would fall like that. You didn't? Look out. Take heed lest you fall. Because all of a sudden you find yourself falling, slipping down the drain. And all of a sudden you don't know where your faith went. And you didn't want to slip, but all of a sudden you found yourself slipping away into darkness. And you don't know why. You don't know why, how. You know, all you know is you fell, backslid. And now all of a sudden, you don't have the faith you used to have. You don't pray. You don't read the Word. Things that are very gray areas now, you accept them. And things that you did not accept before, all of a sudden, they're okay. And all of a sudden, they're not so bad. Let's read on. What harmony has Christ with Belial? Or what has a believer in common with an unbeliever? Nothing, absolutely nothing. Or what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, just as God said, I will dwell in them, I will walk in them, walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from their midst and be separate, says the Lord. You know, it doesn't say go on a dating spree and try to convert them. Doesn't say go and try to convert the heathen by dating them. No, it says come out from among them. Be separate. Touch not the unclean thing, says the Lord. And I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You know, somebody needs to hear me. And you need to hear me. Why? Because God cares enough to put a message in your heart and say, hey, I don't want you to fall. I don't want you. I need you to be strong. I need you to be on your best faith, your strongest faith, because people are in the balance. People are, it's a matter of life or death. Did you know that? It's a matter of life and death. And you're important. Don't be bound together with unbelievers. What partnership have righteousness and lawlessness? What fellowship has light with darkness? You do not need to subject yourselves to darkness. You do not need it. You know, it mars your faith. It affects your faith. All of a sudden, you feel like something is gnawing away, and you don't have the faith you used to have. Your faith has drifted off into outer space. And you're wondering, where did my faith go? You know, a lot of people's faith fall by the wayside. And it's like the seeds that the planter went along, the Son of Man, planting the seed. Some went by the wayside, some went, and it just didn't come up at all. Some of it fell and hit good ground. The one that hit good ground wasn't interfered with, because Satan comes along and steals the word out of your heart. How does he do that? People. He will steal your faith out of your heart. Satan will steal your faith right out of your heart. Rip it out. And you'll wonder, where did my faith go? I had good faith. Something happened to my faith. All of a sudden, you wake up one day and your faith slipped. You don't believe like you used to. And you do not care like you used to. Things just don't seem the same like they used to. They slipped. They slipped away. And they slipped into a dark hole, and they're hard to get a hold of, hard to get back. You know, faith is hard to get back once it slips away. Don't let your faith slip. Somebody may need you. Somebody may need you. They may need you. And they may need you now. You know, how would you like to run into somebody and you caught them slipping and you needed someone to pray the prayer of faith, but yet you caught somebody and they slipped away, their faith slipped, and they didn't have the faith they needed to get you going? Wouldn't that be a horrible place to be? Your faith, their faith slipped, and you needed them right then. You needed the prayer of faith. You needed someone to pray for you, but their faith slipped away. You caught them on a day they were bound up with an unbeliever, and the unbeliever stole their faith. The devil stole their faith through the unbeliever. What a horrible place to be. At a time when you're needed. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, help us not to be caught and bind and bound up together with the unbelievers. Help us to come out from among them. Be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. And let you be our God. And let us be your children. Let our faith be strengthened today, God. Let our faith be strengthened, and let us walk after the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Thank you, Lord. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and leave us a message. Let us know you're listening. Call us at 928-368-6766. Leave a message. We'll call you back. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved. God.